This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Governor Jared Polis is urging Congress to halt an expected jump in health insurance premiums. In a letter to Colorado's congressional delegation, Polis called for an extension of tax credits meant to reduce insurance costs. This for plans purchased on the individual marketplace. Polis says allowing the tax credit to expire will lead premiums to increase by an average of 170% across Colorado. The tax credit's due to sunset at the end of this month. Greyhound has reached a last-minute deal to maintain their stop at Denver's Union Station. Denverite's Andrew Kenny reports the city-to-city bus service almost left Denver's biggest transit hub.
Greyhound started running buses from Union Station's underground concourse back in 2021. The goal was to link the private city-to-city service into Denver's transit system, but complaints piled up about delays and safety issues. Eventually, the Regional Transportation District said Greyhound would have to relocate by the end of this summer. But RTD and Greyhound signed a truce last week, allowing the bus service to keep running from Union Station for another 18 months. As long as the company makes some improvements, Greyhound will pay penalties if its buses are left unattended or parked in the wrong place, or if they damage the facilities. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
Freelancer Zachary Schell contributed to that report. Colorado's November ballot is officially set. Voters will weigh in on two statewide measures this year, Propositions LL and MM. Both deal with funding for food assistance. If approved, Prop MM would fully fund Colorado's free school meals program. Money left over could help shore up food stamps to help offset federal cuts. To raise the funds for all that, Proposition MM would increase taxes on people earning at least $300,000 a year. The second initiative, Proposition LL, would let the state use all the money it raises for those programs, even if it collects more than originally